Welcome to the SF Files, this is your host Bugs Bird, and joining me today, we've got K.O. ready to go. What's up, dude?
What's going on?
We got lots to talk about today, dude. Let's jump right into it. The Flash. Holy crap, dude. Okay. We broke it down, we went into it, what we liked about it, what we didn't like about it. Overall, we both very much enjoyed the movie.
Yep.
However, it is not performing quite as well in theaters. It's quite the opposite of what we praised. Yeah, it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. And actually, for this whole weekend, Elemental for Pixar also released. It is also down the crapper. It is not performing well at all. The Flash, though. That's what we want to talk about.
That's our main focus.
That's Flash, bro.
So, from what I've heard, The Flash isn't doing really too hot. It seems like they're struggling in theaters, and which I went on Friday. And even then, like, I was expecting a little bit more of a crowd at the theaters, and it just wasn't really there. It was full. Like, there was a lot of taken seats, but the theater was not full. It wasn't packed. It was struggling to make, what, like, $55 million on a budget of $200 million, and then $100 million on marketing, so that's $300 million, and they're struggling to make even $100?
Yeah.
Dude, it sucks. It's a good movie, but I know there was a lot of people who were against the movie because of the whole Ezra Miller controversy kind of thing.
Yeah, that might definitely be a big part as to why this movie's underperforming the way it is. DC is definitely in a tough spot with this movie in particular.
Yeah.
They had the Ezra Miller issue. They brought out Michael Keaton, the big guns. They focused on Michael Keaton in the trailers. They brought in a Supergirl, right? They made a very good trailer. I got hyped for it. When I saw it, it was like, I'm watching that in theaters. And when I did.
But yeah.
They brought out the big guns. And it's still, not just like you mentioned in my movie theater, it wasn't packed. It was a nice showing, but it was not packed. It was not sold out for me. And I went on Saturday. So it's a weekend.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's what I had mentioned to my wife, too. It was like, she had noticed, it's not as full as I thought it was going to be. And I told her, it's a Friday, so maybe people still aren't making it out. And I was telling her, maybe people have already come to watch it. Maybe people are waiting for Saturday, which is a big day for movies, typically. But no, like, just the reports are saying otherwise.
Right.
People are just not going to see it.
No. It really sucks. It does. I think because it is an excellent movie and it definitely deserves to be watched, in my opinion.
Yeah.
However, it's hard to ignore the Ezra Miller situation. It is what it is. Maybe they're just not interested in DC. DC has been putting out some flunkers for years. They've slowly started ramping their way up, or maybe people don't want to go watch this because they're waiting for the James Gunn era to kick in. Like, what's the point of watching these DC movies that aren't going to have a future? Maybe that's got something to play with it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is.
Unfortunately, The Flash isn't really the only one that's flunking out here. Pixar's new movie, Elemental, is also struggling in box offices. I think we had talked about it a little bit. It's cool that Pixar is still making original content. They're not just rehashing old movies or making sequels to movies that they know are going to sell. I like the idea that they're still pushing new stuff out.
Yes.
That being said, it's not going as well as people would say, as people would like to think.
Yeah.
I think their last few movies have either gone straight to streaming or just haven't done too hot in theaters.
Yeah. And like you said, even for me, who we grew up on Pixar, right? Like, when the first Toy Story came out, like, Pixar was king. Pixar was the biggest studio doing 3D animated movies. And for a long time, they were king. Fast forward to today, there's a lot of studios that are in the same market. They're doing 3D animated movies, and a lot of successful properties are out there. Even though Pixar does make good movies still, because I think maybe it's their marketing. I know during the pandemic, Disney was prioritizing their own division And they were like, hey, watch this movie. I forgot which one it was, but it was like a Disney 3D animated movie along the lines of Frozen or... I really don't remember which one it was. But I guess it was Soul that was coming out around the same time, but there was like zero to no promotion for it, and I never really got into it. So I skipped it for a long time, and when I finally watched it, I was like, huh, it wasn't that bad. And same for that movie Luca with the mermaids. I don't remember a trailer. I don't remember anything on it. And then when I finally watched it months after release, I was like, huh, that was actually pretty good. Pixar's still producing good movies. They're just not doing a good job showcasing.
Yeah, I think that may be what it is. Personally, I still have not seen Luca. I did watch Soul, though. It was okay. Yeah. It wasn't a great movie for me. But with that being said, I don't think the trailers really did it any justice. I don't think they did a lot of service for it to push the movie, to push sales, to push anything of it, really.
Yeah.
It was just making you aware that there's a new movie, and it's called Soul, and it's about jazz. And it's meh.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Maybe they just need to put up better trailers, because what they've been doing lately, it's not cutting it.
Yeah.
Ah, Brother Guns joins the party.
There he is. Oh, hold up.
Already taking a break?
Duh. Start the show.
God.
A few moments later.
So, I get that maybe they're not pushing out great trailers, but Flash had an amazing trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It had an awesome trailer, really.
Yeah, it did.
And it still struggled. I don't know. It may just be the economy today.
That could be it as well, playing a big part.
Yeah.
Flash, it debuted with $55 million. Pixar debuted with $29.5 million. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say it. They both flopped.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. You know what else is going to make DC flop a little bit more, I think?
What's that?
Is Gal Gadot, our one and only Wonder Woman. The Amazon Princess has confirmed that she will no longer be playing Wonder Woman.
No more.
Yeah.
We definitely have already seen the last of Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. She gone. Probably going to get recasted eventually.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Gal Gadot, she's a very talented actress. She's actually doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Developing her own stories. That means she's moving into to producer role or...
Producer, directing.
Yeah, yeah. But that's pretty cool on her. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the next chapter of her career.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but...
All right, guys. What's going on here?
What the hell? We got Guns also transitioning to a director-producer role over here.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, he's ready to produce some male-on-male videos.
Yeah.
Very passionate.
Not with us.
No.
He's
doing his own thing.
His own thing, yeah. He's also
money's money. If you get millions of dollars, you get millions of dollars, right?
Yeah. he's his own best actor.
Mm-hmm.
He takes any role in any way.
He directs and acts in his own
productions. Right.
Nah. I ain't Tarantino. I'm better than this.
I've heard that actually he oftentimes doesn't even release them and doesn't make any profits. Just keeps them for his own personal collection.
Hey, I gotta see what's the best stroke.
Oh, there's plenty of strokes. The best strokes, yeah. Well, James Gunn is definitely stroking some rumors here. He's he kind of, in passing, just a quick mention, he said that Blue Beetle is technically the first character in his new DC going forward, which kind of contradicts. It kind of contradicts what has been happening on DC screen on the big screen.
Yep.
We previously had heard that Shazam was going to carry over into the new James Gunn DC, but he didn't mention anything about Shazam.
But I think he means like new character, not like already casted character that's still going to continue.
Do you think it's possibly that, or do you think maybe it's not his baby, it's not his child, he's just a stepfather.
Maybe. Maybe his words are being taken a little too literal. You might be correct.
Yeah.
He's gotta mess with the audience a little bit. Put a little mystery behind it.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you're right. Alongside that, he did say that Superman was going to be his number two.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and with Gal Gadot confirming she will not be returning, and we already know Henry Cavill, he's not going to be coming back.
Mm-mm.
What about
Superman,
Jason? Yeah. What about Jason Momoa as Aquaman? He was supposed to be carrying over as well.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Again, not his child. Or he's talking about it's his first movie being released under him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so many ways you can take this. Just like guns, there's many different positions you can take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched Flashpoint yet, we won't do any spoilers here, but you should listen to our previous section where we did go over that.
Mm-hmm.
You should do that.
Do that now.
Yeah, do it.
And come back.
Yeah. Or just keep listening. No spoilers, but we suspect that Ezra Miller will not be returning as the Flash going forward either.
Correct.
The movie kind of contradicts it. The movie kind of said Ezra's here to stay.
Kind of. It left an opening.
Mm-hmm.
Like your butthole?
Something like that. Definitely not like that.
But, yeah, man, we can't really blame James Gunn, right? He's the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
He's trying to fix everything. This movie, The Flash, was produced long before him, and they released it, right? So there's still some cleaning up to do. I don't know how they're going to do it now. Flashpoint was like the perfect spot to reset everything.
Yeah. It could have gone one way. It could have been a really good way to tie up loose ends and clean up.
Right.
And it just feels like they didn't use it to its full potential.
Yeah, for sure.
In fact, the whole Batman situation got a little bit more confusing as well, at least to us.
Mm-hmm. Again, no spoilers. If you want to keep up, definitely watch Flashpoint. Watch it, or watch our. Well, just watch us. Just watch us.
Just watch us.
Watch us covering it.
Mm-hmm.
But Batman going forward, we don't know. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
We know Ben Affleck is out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who's going to be Batman going forward.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the new Batman, they're going to go with Batman Brave and the Bold, mm-hmm. right? He's going to finally have a Robin with him. We know this much. And this is going to be James Gunn's new introduction. He's going to have a brand new Batman. He's previously stated that he's going to be hiring a brand new actor to portray Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But Flashpoint doesn't point in that direction.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey guys, have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's either something's gonna happen in between, or they're just gonna have to drop the movie, I think. Like, it's gonna be considered non-canon to the Gunn universe. Like, something's gonna have to happen.
Something, for sure.
Do you think they're gonna bring back the nipples on the Batman suit and
Robin suit?
I hope so.
What I'll be looking out for.
Bing! Bat nipples is like the worst choice to go with.
The Flash director, Andy Muschietti,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be moving forward in James Gunn's DC.
He is.
He's going to be directing this brand new Batman movie. Whenever we get it, he's the man. He's the guy.
Nice.
Officially confirmed from James Gunn himself.
Yeah. So there's not a lot of confirmation on a lot of this. Mm-hmm. It's just been confirmed, or it's just been said that it's going to be Batman Brave and the Bold, mm-hmm. and it's going to be the same director as The Flash. Which, personally, I like what he did with The Flash. I enjoyed it. I definitely want to see what he can do with a dark, broody character like Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to give too much away, Flash was that lighthearted character. You can bring some of that with Robin, and mm-hmm. then have your dark, broody Batman, and have that yin and yang, that back and forth between the two. It could be very interesting. I think he's a good director.
Yeah, you know, he showed that he could do like sentimental stuff too.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to bring back the deep voice?
I'm Batman.
I don't think so. You think so?
Every version so far has made their own dark Batman voice, in a way. Okay. At least lately.
I feel they should just leave the normal voice, because if you actually watch like the animated series or like the Justice League, he's using the same voice like when he's Bruce Wayne to Batman. It's not like he deepens it or anything like that.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
I just want to see like the difference.
Batnipples didn't use a different voice.
No, he didn't. Neither did the original Michael Keaton. And I don't think he did in Flash either.
Nah, now that I think about it. I guess all that started with Nolan, with those movies.
Right. So it's been, what, like two iterations that have done it? Which feels like it's been a long time that they've been doing it, but I guess because the Nolan films came out a while back now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't feel like it, but it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Do you think they should leave the Joker out or bring him in the first one again?
Definitely not bring him in the first one.
Okay. Just build him up.
Definitely give him something else. I think they did what Chris Nolan did with the Batman Returns, right? Returns?
Dark Knight Returns.
That's what it is. Not Batman Returns. Yeah, Dark Knight Returns. I think that was good going for someone a little bit smaller, which people recognize, but they're not like, oh, that's the best villain for Batman. Mm-hmm. I think that was a really good start to the Batman series. I feel like that's something they should probably continue.
Who did they use as the villain?
In Robert Pattinson's?
I haven't seen it yet.
Riddler.
Okay.
Which also was a little bit another...
Jim Carrey?
No. Someone else who, you know, very well known, but isn't his biggest enemy, I thought was a really good...
I wouldn't mind seeing Poison Ivy or Mr. Freeze, honestly, just to bring them back.
If they're going to do Mr. Freeze, you got to get Arnold.
What killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah, definitely have to. I think technically, because Robert Pattinson's Batman is going to coexist with James Gunn's Batman, they have to share property. So they are talking back and forth as to which villain is going to appear in which franchise. So they aren't going to be shared villains. Joker's already been established. He's going to be in the Batman, Robert Pattinson's world.
Okay.
And I think Brave and the Bold has a little more liberty. They can do a little more comic feel. And the Batman is more grounded into realism. So someone like Mr. Freeze would fit better in the Brave of the Bold Batman.
Yeah.
Also Poison Ivy then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Maybe someone like Clayface. That'd be cool.
Oh.
Bane? Give him the actual serum?
Bane's done already. Been done though. I think we should give him a break and give another villain a chance.
Didn't feel like they really
did justice.
Yeah, original Bane, like with the serum and all that. Not the serum,
Did they bring the Penguin with Pattinson or no?
Yeah, he's in there with Pattinson.
Oh, okay.
Benson.
Yeah.
What about, was his name Scarface?
Yeah, he's the puppeteer.
Yeah.
Mm. That could be interesting. He is a unique villain, but I don't know if it'll work like for a movie.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
Okay.
But yeah, man. Andy Muschietti. Good director. I feel like he's going to do all right in this role.
Yeah, for sure.
We're party.
Coming up next, Mr. Guns and KO. I know you two have a lot to talk about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix's Avatar released some photos of what these characters are going to be looking like on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, it's I'm looking liking good. What I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only complaint I see right now, he has to shave them caterpillars a little bit.
No, trim not them down. Even.
On trim Aang's them down. Head?
Yeah, his eyebrows.
Oh, I see.
Not even. If you look at pictures of Aang.
Let me see. Pull up an actual Aang picture. They look smaller right there, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just depends. Look at...
if he's excited or not.
Yeah.
Oh, they do look a little bushy and a serious face.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. I'm not going to nitpick too much. I do like how they're going for accuracy. The costumes look awesome. I think Avatar Aang's arrow on his head looks really cool because it looks like it's... from a distance, it looks like it's a plain, solid arrow. But if you zoom in, you can see some designs in there. You can see, like, some airbender swirls and, like, different things in there, different details.
Yeah. Looks pretty nice.
I like it.
Yeah, I like how they kept, like, the age-accurate kid.
Mm-hmm. Who's next? Katara. I like that they gave her, like, an actual Southern Water Tribe look with the fur coat. I like that they gave her little hair loopies.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, they're going hard.
Agreed.
Like, they are trying to make this look accurate.
Yeah, I agree. She looks great in the role. They even have a little water effect above, and that's looking good. It's getting that Netflix big budget, so
yeah.
Hopefully they're treating this right.
Now,
I don't know. Sokka... I'm not vibing with the Sokka like that. Like, Katara was a lot better. Aang was a lot better, for sure. But the Sokka, I'm not sure about him. But maybe in a different angle.
So Sokka, I think the actor looks pretty okay as the Sokka. He's supposed to be a little bit older than Katara. He's supposed to be, like, trying to prove himself as a man. This outfit, though, does look like it's one of those, like, one-off episodes where he's in battle attire. To me, I would hope that's what it is, because he has a more stern, serious expression, and so I'm thinking maybe this is, like, from the scene where, like, Zuko is coming to look for the Avatar at the Southern Water Tribe, and, it, like, he's trying to be more serious. I hope they do pull off the whole goofy kind of role.
The comedy effect.
Yeah, the comic relief.
Yeah.
I'm gonna trust it.
I hope he, every single time he throws his boomerang and he doesn't come back, I hope he says his line. Boomerang!
Yeah, I'm hoping they pull him off.
Yeah, I like it. I actually do like the design of the... If it is like a war outfit or a battle outfit of some kind, it looks good. Because he's supposed to be based in, I don't know where, like Iceland or something.
The water tribe, the South Pole.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, like that. Like, it looks good for what it's intended to be.
Yeah, for sure.
But I like it.
I do too.
So this Prince Zuko is 100 times better than the one from the movie.
Yeah.
A million times better. He looks a lot more accurate. I like how they got the scar in this one, actually. That looks like an accurate uniform, like when he's on the steamboats. I like it. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
It's looking good, dude. They're putting a lot of money into the wardrobe here. It's looking great, man.
Yeah. I'm thinking that they're going to wait to show the entire scar, the entirety of it, for the actual show. I don't think they want to show everything that they got so far. But I, like you said, Guns, I do like how it looks like an accurate fire outfit, that the armor that they would wear. I like how it has I like how it has the shoulder spikes. I like how they show the red on it, and it's not, like, too much red on there, but it has, like, accents, and he has a sash. I'm digging it.
Yeah. Looks awesome. Let's see. There isn't any real major updates other than these photos. It is still scheduled for 2024. And, if this is what it's looking, dude, I'm definitely in for this.
Yeah.
Keeping it with anime-related news. There is something that released. I know this is very dear to both of y'all's hearts. I'm not the biggest One Piece person. I've never really gotten into it. But they released a live-action trailer for One Piece, which releases in August.
Oh, Lord, I'm nervous.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I don't think I have.
Oh, go ahead, play it for him.
All right, let's.
Yeah, you sound a little depressed right there when you said that.
Go ahead. Just
no.
A few moments later.
August 31st of this year. Dude, that looked incredibly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So on the nose right there, just perfect casting. Everything looked great and amazing.
All right. So Zoro, I'm going to give him a pass. He looks good.
That's what I was thinking.
Three sword guys.
Okay.
Green hair. He looks pretty good. I want to see how he's going to do the sword in the mouth. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Mm. Usopp looks pretty good, I think, for what they're doing with him. I think he looks pretty good.
I didn't actually look at Usopp's nose. Was it long?
Or no, it's not long. Although, it would be hard to pull off 24/7. I know it's supposed to be a long nose and whatever. But
that's one of his things. When he gets beat up, it's broken to the side or something. Yeah.
And even when he's Sogeking, he has a nose sticking through the mask and all that.
Okay.
And when they get to Water 7, it's supposed to be a running joke that... Anyways.
Sanji looked all right. Also,
he looked okay,
from what I saw.
They need to have him smoking the entire time, so they got to get someone 18 or over.
I'm a little disappointed it's not King Christian. No?
King Christian?
Yeah, the TikTok guy who's always, like, drinking the girl's milk.
No. No.
I'm very, very disappointed in Nami.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the...
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay, to be fair, Nami was not that well endowed at the beginning.
Still,
if you look back.
Still.
But yeah, Nami was not really the best. Luffy's voice is so annoying.
That is the first thing I thought when I heard his... As soon as the first word he said, I was like, oh.
Sounded pretty accurate to me.
I don't like his voice. I'm not going to say it's... it's not his accent or anything like that. It's just his voice in general. And when he yells the gum gum.
Gum gum.
Oh my god, I hate it. It made me like shiver with like it got under my skin. I was like, ugh.
Buggy looked dope though.
Yeah, Buggy looked pretty cool.
Buggy looked dope.
Who's Buggy?
The clown.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't mind that they're making everybody different nationalities because Oda himself had been asked at one point, if they were here in our world, what would they be with their nationalities? And he specifically stated that Luffy would be some sort of Latin American, maybe like Portuguese or something like that. So I get why they went that direction. He said Zoro would be Japanese, Sanji would be like French or something like that.
Makes sense.
And so like it looks like they're going based off of what he said. I know a lot of people are hating that they're not doing accurate attire or wear for Luffy. But what they're not realizing, somebody on TikTok pointed out, so in the One Piece mangas, they do cover sheets, basically, right? Where they'll put the characters in like certain outfits and things of that sort. And they are recreating those outfits for Luffy, like the one where he was sitting on the Going Merry. I think he was on Going Merry at the time. He was wearing like a green overalls and a red shirt. That was from one of those prints when he had that floral shirt. That was the collared shirt button down. That was also from one of the prints. And so it looks like they're throwing in a bunch of little Easter eggs. And I think that's what some people didn't catch. I myself included until I saw that TikTok. So that's cool. Am I going to watch it? I'll give it a shot, but I'm not going to be happy.
I guess I can watch it one over, but like you, I probably won't be happy. I ain't judging yet because, you know, it's live action and it's really hard to pull off something like this.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to give it a chance. But right now, I'm just like out of five.
Out of five?
One out of ten. Just right in the middle. Not bad nor good.
All right. That's fair.
All right.
Yeah, because like you said, it is going to be hard to pull off something that's supposed to be so cartoony. Because Luffy's literally supposed to be made of rubber, without giving spoilers. He's supposed to be rubber.
And I don't think he had the scar, did he?
I don't know.
I didn't see a scar.
I don't think...
That's like his biggest feature.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's going to be like a realistic scar where like you can only tell like certain angles.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, actually, I think I do see it. Not that I'm looking at it.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can see the scars slightly. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Who I do want to see is Robin.
Oh.
Mm.
That first uniform.
Mm-hmm. Miss All Sunday.
Mm.
Anyways.
Google that one.
Don't worry about that. Anyways. It's for my eyes only. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
I'm curious how they're going to make a Jinbei look.
Oof. That's going to be a rough one.
Or Kaido.
We'll see with Arlong and his crew, because they're fishmen, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw what the Sea Kings looked like, so I don't know. They're going to be really CGI'd, probably.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion on it. I'm really not a One Piece fan. Just never got into it. It looked, as a casual viewer, it looked interesting. It looked, I don't know. It looked like a pirate.
I'll tell you what. You give One Piece anime a shot, and I'll give your little Clorox a shot.
There you go. Dude, this is like your fifth time saying something of the sort. And every time, you know what? I'm not going to watch it.
I'll wait for Guns to watch Bleach first, because I'll do it. But I don't trust Guns to do it.
No balls.
Yeah, I don't trust Guns for
shiitake mushroom.
Well, where are they at? Hulu?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on to the next one. We got something from Rumorville. Something that kind of caught my eye. Mm-hmm. Will Smith is back in the spotlight. But kind of not, right?
Kind of not.
Mm-hmm. No. He's being highlighted more because of what happened at the Oscars. As we all remember it, he slapped Chris Rock. He put himself on the blacklist. And he's a lot of studios aren't too happy with him.
Yeah.
Rumors going around. Disney is looking to do a sequel for the Aladdin, the live-action Aladdin, but they're not looking to bring back Will Smith as the genie.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You get the next best thing.
Me. It's me.
They want somebody good.
Oh, I'm too good. I'm great. They want to step it down. I got it.
Honestly, I feel they should give another actor a shot at this, not The Rock. I'm not saying he's a bad actor or anything, but I feel like he's trying to put his face on every single little thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel it's too much Rock.
I mean, so I guess as an actor, that is the goal. You want to be in the public's eye.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he even does roles that are unrealistic.
I mean, that's the point of, like, movies, right?
Jumanji, he's the explorer guy, but when you think of an explorer like that, you think of somebody a lot scrawnier who can actually probably be more agile, but you get this huge monster of a freaking explorer.
Well, Jumanji was supposed to be a video game.
Or a freaking Rampage. Wasn't he supposed to be like a scientist or something like that? But then you get this rip monster over here.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it, but there was one where he's like a tugboat.
You know, he was Jungle Cruise.
There we go, Jungle Cruise. He looked way out of place.
Yeah,
in that movie, the man is phenomenal. He looks huge, he's in incredible shape, but he just looked way out of place.
Yeah,
like he didn't belong there. But him as the genie, The Rock has charisma. He can sing. He's got those vocals.
Yeah. What can I say but say you're welcome.
Except you're welcome.
Whatever.
I think he could probably pull it off. It just sounds weird to me. Like yeah. The Rock playing the genie. It just... I said the same thing about Will Smith, mm-hmm. But...
He killed it.
Yeah, I feel like Will Smith. He did all right. He did pretty decent. Uh-huh. The Rock? I don't know.
They should put Chris Rock as the genie. Instead of Will Smith.
Oh, man. That'd be the ultimate backhanded.
Dude.
Surprise. Mother effer.
Dude. That would be...
He's a comic. Disney. He'll do awesome. I feel he'll do awesome.
That would... Now, oh, man.
Now that you put it out there, I like the idea of Chris Rock playing the genie. Oh, my God, dude.
But that's Chris hilarious. Rock isn't that kind of actor. He's, like, more... I don't know. When I think Chris Rock, like, doing, like, a comedy, like... Or even, like, a kid's movie, almost... I think of, like, the zebra from Madagascar. Like, he's that kind of character.
He's not the goofy kind of comic.
Yeah.
He's still... He's
more... raunchy comic.
Okay, yeah. There's a good way to put it. Raunchy based in realism.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
hey, that would be so awesome. Yeah.
What happened to your face?
I didn't think y'all would see that.
No means no!
Another rumor involving Will Smith. Mr. Guns, I know you're highly looking forward to I Am Legend 2.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that. When I heard they were working or they're planning it with Michael B. Jordan also, supposed mm-hmm. to be like his partner or the other guy he finds like that, mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. was like, okay. Bring it.
Yeah,
so what you got?
Well, what they got is John Wick, the one... could potentially be coming in as the villain mm-hmm. in I Am Legend 2. Which raises a lot of questions for me, because the villain in the first movie...
The zombies.
Like, yeah, not it was zombies, but like
well,
the...
Yeah.
Or the mutated people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this makes me wonder, what could they be planning? Is there somebody else on the island? Is somebody coming in? And still not extracting Will Smith's character? What's going on here?
I have no idea. It could potentially be like he gets caught or something. But wasn't he supposed to be dead? Or I think there was like an alternate ending, huh?
Yeah. They're going with the alternate ending to where when he survived it. He survives the explosion. And a dumb way to make a sequel, but...
Yeah. Okay. So, with that said, it could potentially be like that scenario that is played out in like video games where, this island survived or whatever, but now it's being governed by the rebels or whatever, and, you know, they're going to throw you in a cage to fight zombies and blah, blah, blah. And maybe that's who Keanu Reeves is going to be. He's going to be like the leader of the destroyed world, basically.
So he's going to be Negan.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. Because okay. You know how, like, they have, like, different areas or whatever, and, yeah.
Different colonies and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Michael B. Jordan, right there. What could fans expect from I Am Legend 2? Aside from Keanu Reeves, Creed actor Michael B. Jordan will also join the franchise. Will Smith initially refused to make the sequel, but he revealed in an interview with Entertainment Tonight that it was Jordan who convinced him. The idea came up, I can't talk about it yet, but it's a really, really cool concept, and he, Jordan, was a part of creating the idea. It was one of those ones I was going to leave alone, and then I heard the idea, but that might work. I think we can do it.
Although details about the sequel are scarce, producer Akiva Goldsman shared some insights that he wanted to incorporate into the project. This will start a few decades later than the first. I'm obsessed with The Last of Us, where we see the world just post-apocalypse, but also after a 20 to 30 year lapse. You see how the Earth reclaims the world, and there's something beautiful in the question of, as a man steps away from being the primary tenant, what happens?
Wait, so this is 20 to 30 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
He's talking about The Last ideas. Of Us right there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because didn't technically he come up with the vaccine?
Yeah, but that whole facility exploded, so it's possible he just lost all his work.
Well, they drew blood from the cured
and gave it to the chick, gave it to the
chick, and she ran away.
Mm.
So they technically have the vaccine almost.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he also noted that the movie would lean into the original Richard Matheson novel as opposed to the release storyline in the first installment. We trace back to the original Matheson book and the alternate ending as opposed to the released ending in the original film. What Matheson was talking about was that man's time on the planet as a dominant species had come to an end. That's a really interesting thing we're going to get to explore. There will be little more fidelity to the original text. So it looks like they're going to start basing these off of the books, which could give them a more defined direction, like you said, an accurate portrayal, and potentially even a better story than what you could come up with trying to follow other media.
I Am Legend released, what, a good 20 years ago or so? Something like that. I wouldn't mind if they revisited. It's been long enough. So, yeah, go for it. Why not?
Honestly, I'm up for it. I'm actually excited for this one. It has three great actors. And since they're going to be more story accurate, I want to see what can come from this actual next release.
Mm. Nice.
What the hell are you doing out here, Fred? If you're real, you better tell me right now.
And our last story of the day. We have a first teaser for season 2 on Squid Games.
Mm-hmm. Although it doesn't really seem to be too much of a teaser. It kind of looks like it's confirming that it's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I saw any new footage. It's really just, like I said, a confirmation that, yeah, this is happening. And the confirmation of a few actors
who
I definitely know who they all are.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a big fan of that second guy.
Big fan. Yeah.
I've seen, I think, all of his work.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, the first guy looked like one of the guys from All of Us Are Dead.
You might be right. That first guy, I saw him, I was like, huh, he looks familiar. But I can't place him. I'm not super familiar with him.
Yeah.
From...
I'm a big fan.
All of Us Are Dead or one of our little sis K-pop groups.
Mm. That's what I was thinking.
Other than that, it's just confirmation that season 2 is happening. It is coming. Giggity. There's no date on this yet. They've got Yim Si-won, Kang Han-il, Park Sung-hoon, and Yang Dong-gwen. If I butchered any of those names, I apologize. But new cast members, so yeah, that's cool. Neat. Yeah. I'm definitely a fan of this. I'm going to be watching. No real info, but it's coming.
Yeah. Green light. That is all the time we got today. It is time to close it down.
Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We've got the news, movie news, the muse. That's what we got. We got all the latest updates. Movie-related, film-related, TV series-related, anime-related. Some stuff in there. Yeah.
Not all of it.
Almost cool stuff. Anything related.
Yeah, if it's media, entertainment, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. Come check us out. If you want to listen to us on the go, Guns, where can they follow us?
Well, good thing you asked me there, Brother B. You can find us at Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Sweet Sweet Pandora, which we've never said anything bad about. Never. Sweet Sweet Pandora.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. While you're at it, also check out our other podcast, Bro Etiquette, where we do cover all the know-hows and the do's, the don'ts of the bro code.
It's a very fun series.
This is probably the most personal you'll ever get to hear us in. Mm-hmm. So if you gotta know something about being a bro, check it out.
If you feel so inclined to send us some mail, comments, notes, suggestions, bugsbird@thesfiles.com.
guns@thesfiles.com.
agentcuckle@thesfiles.com.
And if you are missing your favorite bald-headed podcaster, the smoothest head in broadcasting.
Podcasting.
He is baldcasting.
The smoothest head in podcasting. Crazy Cat at thesfiles.com, where he will now be accepting all of your junk picks.
Mm.
The smooth ones, the hairy. Oh, you know what? Guns, go ahead. Go ahead.
He told me he loves to see the smooth ones, the hairy ones, the veiny ones, the crampy ones, the sweaty ones, the wet ones, the small ones, the tuna can size one, the long ones, the dong ones, the eggplant ones, the purple ones, the blue ones, the brown ones, the yellow ones.
Wow.
He loves them all, guys. He loves them all. Sure. And he would really love to see your Father Day picks when you and your schlong next to the grill, flipping a patty, flipping a burger, flipping the hot dog, just grilling anything. He wants to see the good side and the bad side.
The whole 360.
No, I thought you were going to just say the whole. You know, the bunghole. And with that, we will see you next week.
Catch you on the next one.
Later.
Peace.
Great, now I got the freaking doll song stuck in my head.